Otherwise, today's our fine day and tomorrow, so enjoy that. And if you're heading to the water here in Tamaki Makaurau today, well, I can tell you the next high tide for the Waitemata Hauraki Gulf is due in an hour or so, and across at Unihunga just before 1 o'clock this afternoon. Dr. Veronica Tawhai is with us. To be honest, I've been talking with Veronica for a long time, since she was the head of the Māori Students Association, which is years ago. And now she is at Massey University. She hails from Porou and Ngāti Uepuatu. And complaints made by Māori voters during elections past have raised concerns about unfair treatment and institutional racism at polling booths, with the Electoral Commission assuring New Zealanders that problems underpinning those concerns wouldn't be repeated last time around 3 years ago. However, research conducted by Veronica from Massey showed several issues were ongoing in the last election, and we need to factor them in as we go into election 2023. Veronica, it's great to talk with you again. Tuhine tēnā koe. Kia ora, Veronica. Just to explain once again, thanks for joining us. Explain once again what the focus of your sort of maki at the uni nowadays, please, Veronica.
Oh, so my role, as you will know, I lectured for a long time, 14 years in Māori politics and policy, and now I've shifted over to a new role at the university that looks at te tiriti capability development internally, so ensuring that the university is able to fulfil the significant te tiriti commitments that we have made. But in addition to that, I'm still a researcher, still get given time to be able to work on particular Māori development projects and national development projects where things need to be addressed in our nation, and Māori electoral experiences is one of them. As you were saying, Nadia, that we have been talking about this particular kaupapa now for two elections. This will be the third one.
Yeah, indeed. And it's an interesting area that you've been working in. Co-governance seems to have come up, and it's almost driving a wedge into many people's perceptions of New Zealand's future, or indeed our political landscape. Many say, well, there's not much to fear about Māori having more say, but some people seem to think that the sky will fall in. As an organisation, you're looking at te tiriti responsibilities, expectations, which really need to be mirrored in all entities operating in this country if they are acknowledging their responsibilities under te tiriti. What would you say of the need for us all to factor this in?
Yeah, it really does, Adele. And people that think that Māori are going to somehow get more by the nation honouring its te tiriti rights really clearly just don't have an understanding of the ongoing, you know, suppression of our rights that is occurring. And this electoral issue is really a prime example. So Māori, in terms of having the, Māori electorates, in terms of having the Māori role, these are things that have existed for a long time. So 1854, we had the first forming of our settler parliament, as many New Zealanders might not know. And it was in 1867 that we first introduced the seats, and first had Māori MPs in those seats from 1868. And so the fact that now some of our people will go into the voting booths, that there is no Māori role there, no Māori electorate voting papers, but that also the people from the Electoral Commission who are manning these polling stations, these polling places, are then really flustered because some of them aren't sure what people are talking about when they say we're on the Māori roll. You know, and so the thing is that whānau, you know, in terms of te tiriti rights, there's lots and lots of ways that this reflects actually a suppression of those rights and our inability to be able to exercise those rights. Because what we know is that Māori are then having to fill out, for example, a special vote form instead of actually just being able to have a voting form like everyone else. Or because some Māori are nervous at the fact that those polling place people didn't seem to know what they're doing. What they've done is that they've left. They've left to go and try and find another polling place that actually has a Māori role and has those seats. Now, this is a disaster because everyone in a democracy needs to be able to vote. And as you know, Dale, I mean, every election is important, but this election is especially important that Māori can have a say, that we get the right alongside all other New Zealanders to help choose government, to help elect who our representatives in Parliament, because there are so many pressing anti-Māori issues. You know, so we have several political parties who, just as per usual, you know, are using an anti-Māori sentiment as part of their policy platform. But the thing is that in wider society, you know, we have several you know, not unusual, but just some things where the anti-Māori sentiment is very strong. For example, when you have tours, entire tours of the country that are anti-co-governance. You know, so it's really important that Māori feel just as empowered as everyone else. So what we're doing is that we want the Electoral Commission to come out and tell us what they are doing. They were aware of these issues in 2017. They are aware of these issues again in 2020. As you said earlier in this piece, we had a specific guarantee from the Chief Electoral Officer at the time that there would be Māori roles at every booth. So what we did, you know, what I did is I said, right, well, we'll just do a little survey to ensure that's happening. You know, and our survey wasn't even that many people, Dale, you know, 173, I mean, that's still considered good in terms of surveys, but, you know, 173 people, and we still had several of those people saying, oh, yes, I turned up, no roll, no Māori voting forms, and we were just told they hadn't picked up the packs for that. You know, I mean, it's just outrageous.
It's very concerning too. I mean, we need to challenge the electoral process, and that is an ongoing mahi, because yes, it was foisted upon us, not designed in conjunction with us. And of course, you know, the treaty implies that we have a significant say, if not an equal say, in how yes, this is all conducted. Quite obviously, that hasn't been the case. And the Electoral yes, Commission, while they have some good Māori staff, it feels yes, at times, and I compared it when speaking with Debbie Ngaruapaka earlier, you know, it feels a bit like the COVID communications, that the orange man everyone's going to get, that we're all tuned into TVs or whatever. But our people have a particular way of communicating with ourselves and with each other. And sometimes you yeah, get the feeling that, yeah, you know, it's an ad agency in Wellington who doesn't know how we roll. And the COVID communications, yeah, which were yeah, disastrous, perhaps is an illustration of that.
Yep. And there's a couple of really key things that you've said there, Dale. First and foremost is one, as you know, absolutely a member of Matike Mai, the Māori seats and the Māori electorates and the Māori role, they are not a sufficient expression of tino rangatiratanga, 100%. We need to continue to work on that constitutional transformation kaupapa, you know, as a country, to look at the ways, well, how actually can we properly restore tino rangatiratanga alongside kāwanatanga, and that's really clear. That's our Article 2 Te Tiriti o Waitangi right, which is why the voting issue, as a Matike Mai person, this drives me, you know, crazy, because the thing is that if we can't even get voting right, if we can't even get voting and participating in the kāwanatanga sphere, which is still also our right under Te Tiriti, you know, Article 3, we have the right to be able to engage, but also Article 1, that we deserve a kāwanatanga that also takes into account Māori needs, Māori priorities, Māori aspirations, and voting from the public is the way to do that. You know, under both of those areas, if we can't even get that right in terms of being able to vote, you know, where it's going to be a long, hard haul, you know, to the restoring the tino rangatiratanga space, which is necessary because kāwanatanga can have so much influence over that. The second thing as well is that, you know, it's like what you're saying about the communications, but one particular point with that, which is honestly, it drives me nuts, is that for decades and decades, what people say is, oh yes, Māori don't turn out to vote, you know, because we don't care about voting, or we're apathetic, you know, how is it that we get them the information? All of that is absolutely correct, but it means absolutely nothing if then our people go in to vote and there's no voting papers for us there. You know, people don't know what the Māori role is. Or even worse, and this has absolutely been proven by the survey that we've held out, is that Māori are going in there and are being discriminated against. I have a copy of the report, whānau. Email me at my Massey University email address. I'll freely give that to anyone. You can read the words directly from our people that they contributed to the survey in terms of their responses, and it says things like, oh, people going, oh, you're on that roll, or, oh, yep, you're over at the tea booth. So what we know is that polling places, some of them are not even attempting to say the Māori role names. They're just like, oh, you know, whatever that role is. This is if people do know what it is in the first instance. And so overall, our people are feeling, you know, discriminated against. We are being treated like second-class citizens. Where our te reo, our political choices are not being given the respect as other people. And it's just so incredibly disheartening. And so in terms of you, your point about, you know, how it is that we communicate, this is exactly the same in terms of the overall system. So the survey wasn't just about what our people's negative experiences were, but what were positive experiences and what would be their recommendations as to how we can improve the voting experience for Māori. And honestly, Dale, they were beautiful, but also so sad. You know, people were saying, oh my gosh, I got to vote at a marae. It was so wonderful. One person said, I would drive 6 hours if I knew I could vote at a marae. I would just drive to that marae just so that I could vote there. Because it's, as you're saying, how our people do it. We know that, you know, a Māori venue, be it a marae space, be it a kura, be it an iwi office, that we know that we have manaakitanga, that te reo, tikanga, you know, the right to be on the Māori roll, all has an absolute equal status and is valued and respected. And that is not what we are experiencing in other places. So it's not rocket science, really basic what our people are asking for. We want to know, what is the Commission doing? We've spoken to this now for 6 years, so what is it that they are doing to ensure that our people are going to have a better experience? Because it's an undermining of our democracy when that doesn't happen. And this is something that all New Zealanders should be worried about. You know, do we have a valid outcome from the election? We can't claim that as a country when we know that there is a section of our population who has specifically been suppressed in that right. So, yes, we should all be worried, everybody.
It's really great to catch up with you again. Let's stay in regular contact, because some of the mahi you've been doing in this space needs to be highlighted, and but not just highlighted, but acted upon. It's frustrating that we go cycle after cycle identifying these shortcomings in the electoral processes that go unchanged. And that's building frustration. As always, Veronica, a pleasure to have you table some cordial with our peeps.
Last thing, Dale, please, is that we will be running the survey again this year, whānau, so please look out for the link. Anyone who would like to share with us what their experiences were, we want to hear the good, we want to hear the bad, and we want to hear your ideas on how it could be better, whānau. So do keep an eye out for the link. It'll be open from advanced voting, which is on the 2nd of October.
Ngā mihi, and great to talk with you again, Veronica. Thanks so much for sharing your perspectives. Ngā mihi.
Yeah, kia te pai. Ngā mihi.
Hei kona. 9:23, and you're with 6:03, Urban Māori Radio. We'll just take a break, and Rokura Tule is our next guest. We'll be talking art and life and how they are constantly intertwined.